Soccer is not a violent game, but players can hit the ball with their head and collide with other players, the ground, and goalposts. Catherine McGill is a neuropsychologist at the Children's National Health System in Washington, D.C. She examines many children who have suffered concussions. Concussions are the most common brain injury while playing soccer. She says concussions from soccer and other youth sports are increasing.
One, we're getting better, and I say we, meaning parents, coaches, and medical providers alike, are getting better at recognizing and responding to that injury. And that's a huge testament to media paying more attention to this and leagues paying more attention to the safety of their players. Also, kids are getting bigger, faster, stronger across the sports, and so more injuries may be occurring simply because of that, and more kids are playing sports and they're playing more frequently.
Catherine McGill spoke at a recent conference on ways to make soccer safer for young players. The meeting was held recently in Washington, D.C. Later, she spoke to VOA about her efforts. She says researchers are examining the effects of soccer-related head injuries. They want to know if repeated hits to the head can cause chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. CTE is a brain disorder that worsens as a person ages. She says parents often ask doctors about the use of the head by soccer players to purposefully change the direction of the ball. In the sport, this move is known as a header.
We're often asked by parents, what's the age? What age should they start heading, or should there be heading at all? And the answer is, this is a very individual decision. The age for one child may be very different for an age at another child, right?
I'm Anna Mateo.